Halakha writes that if a person's wife is an ida, he is not allowed to sit down with her and eat at a table unless he puts on the table a heker, something that reminds them that she is nida, so they do not come to make avera. And the item should be an item that is not normally placed on the table. A vase, for example, that's not normally on the table that they're eating, or a loaf of bread that they're not eating from at this time, or a pitcher of water, let's say, that they're not drinking from, that can serve as a hefsek. This is not the only option. If one of the two changes their seats where they normally sit, or let's say one is eating with a placemat and one is not, or one eats directly from the table and one puts a tablecloth, all these are considered enough hekir. Or if it's a very, very large table where one is sitting at the head and the other is sitting at the other head, so since it's far away from each other, you don't need a hekir at all. Now all this is being said when they're eating alone. However, when they're eating with other people around the table, no hekir is necessary. Even if the people around the table are their family, Hakam Avadya is lenient. If they're old enough where we don't suspect that they'll come to Avera, the husband and wife, you do not need a hekir. For that matter, if a person's out in a restaurant and he's sitting at a private table, he should put something on the table that's not normally there in order to make a hekir when they are eating alone and she is nida.